Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Look, I redeem myself by coming up with what I believe to be the best comp to the Shaq Celtics jersey. I'm seeing a lot of responses on Twitter.
Are you?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And this all stems from somebody wearing a Gretzky, and I've seen multiple Gretzky St. Louis Blues jerseys, which we all feel shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't buy that. You shouldn't wear it. They shouldn't even make it.
I mean, 18 games.
Right.
Give me a bleeping break.
We all thought the best Boston comp to that would be a Shaq Celtics jersey, which somebody said, apparently, and then I said it again. No big deal.
But at least Shaq was here for a season.
Right. So then, because someone had said it before and I wasn't listening,
it was said a number of times.
You charged me with coming up with another one.
I allowed you to redeem yourself, and you did.
And I did with a great one, and that is the Yager Bruins jersey.
Yeah.
Tell me a better one. Tell me a better one.
I can think of a few in baseball for the Red Sox.
Okay.
Guys that are Hall of Fame guys that played here for like a year.
Okay.
Andre Dawson is one. John Smoltz, like a Smoltz Red Sox jersey.
Is Smoltz on the same level as Yager?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
We got a couple good ones on Twitter.
A Hall of Fame pitcher.
Ocho Cinco.
Terrific Hall of Fame pitcher.
Ocho Cinco.
Reliever and starter.
It's a good one.
Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, add to that. Reggie Wayne, Joey Galloway, any of those guys?
Yeah, those guys never actually played, though.
Galloway played
for like a day. Brady hated him.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand him.
It's not that hard, Joey. Ocho Cinco at least lasted a year and played.
Tom Seaver was here for a little bit. Tom Seaver.
Smoltz, 1 year with the Red Sox. That's another good one. I'll allow that. I'll put that in the same category as my Yager Bruins jersey.
Smoltz's career is remarkable because he did so much as both a reliever and a starter.
Right.
Sort of in that Eckersley vein, you know?
That's pretty good, too. Like 13 years after he won the Cy Young. Yeah, so definitely tail end either way, but long past the...
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
All right, that's good. You got one, Zoe?
I said Ocho Cinco.
Football's sort of an easy one to come up with it because many guys just catch on at the end. And
Sale played too long with them, right?
Sale played too long. There's so much player movement.
Sale played with Patriots for how many seasons?
He was retired, too, and he came out of retirement to play.
Two. At least
parts
two.
Parts of two or parts of three.
Remember, he called us a punks. He'd never been called a bunch of punks. And he played in that undefeated year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Football's tougher than you think.
Yeah. When Junior Seau was here, I felt like at times he was at least really contributing something.
He played.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's almost like he was called
like a
defense.
Good football one could be like Brian Waters, but like that's not exciting to anybody.
No.
He might make the Hall of Fame, but it's not exciting to anybody.
No, no. You're right.
Brian Waters.
Right, it's hard. It's not the easiest thing to do. Did you know that ratings are down for the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Ratings not doing well. Overnight ratings for Game 3. Game 3 had a 20.6 rating in Boston, which is down 24% from Blackhawks Bruins in 2013 and down 12% from Canucks Bruins in 2011. The 20.6 rating trails every single game of the 2011 and 2013 series, none of which dipped below a 21.9. So this is the lowest Stanley Cup final game, lowest TV rating in the Boston market out of this out of the three Stanley Cup final series, this, you know, Bruins generation, we'll call it, of this decade.
I went out from home to watch it at a local establishment, a couple buddies. But I could see that on Saturday.
What's going on out there? Not interested, people? Team not good enough for you?
Like Saturday night, people check out.
You don't like this team?
Big lead.
That is part of it. The big lead definitely hurts the rating.
Saturday night, you get groups of people to go out and watch it in bars.
How about St. Louis? What's their excuse? The game had a 16.2 in St. Louis, down 26% from game two and down 44% from game one.
I see people on Twitter chirping at City that are there for it, that went there as Bruins fans, or you're covering it, saying there's not even people on the streets downtown. I understand why. It's not a great place to go out, but just you would think there would be more buzz. First home Stanley Cup final game in 49 years. That's all we heard.
They're losing interest quickly down there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're checking out already. They think it's over.
Your head coach went to a baseball game.
Jim, is tonight a big game for them? They should probably want to watch tonight.
What are you going to do tonight, Jim?
It's huge for them. I mean, this is everything for
them. Jim, they should do 22 or 23?
I mean, they've got to do a big number tonight. If they don't do a big number tonight, what the hell?
You know, the way you're feeling, like, oh, they got a split on the road. They've already gotten the split. Yeah, if the Blues win tonight, they're going to be saying, oh, we're 2-2 after four games. We're even. Yeah, this is good. They're going to feel very happy after tonight's game if they win.
They have to. They have to win tonight. Tonight's a must-win for St. Louis. If they don't win tonight, it's over. It's a must-win game for them.
Agree.
Must-win.
Huge game.
For them, massive game. This is everything for St. Louis tonight. Everything. It is theirs. All theirs tonight. All the pressure is on St. Louis. Bruins house money tonight. By the way, with this game on Saturday, doing a 20.6 in Boston, it had some competition, and that was Fox airing Red Sox Yankees as well as Cardinals Cubs as part of its regional baseball night in America coverage. The Red Sox game in Boston did a 5.6 opposite the Bruins game, and the Cardinals did a 4.7 in St. Louis. There's a hockey game that has broken out in two baseball towns, apparently. Obviously, the hockey game did a lot better in both places, but baseball's still hanging on in both of those spots.
That's good.
5-6 in Boston and a 4-7 in St. Louis. That excludes a rain delay that happened there. 5-6. Red Sox still doing okay. On a weekend, that things were sort of looking down for them.
Oh, those Yankees.
Going into Sunday, there were 9.5 games out.
Red Sox-Yankees will pull you in.
Luckily, they were able to get some of that back yesterday. Going to talk more about that. And your jersey calls, because look it, we got flooded with them.
Oh, Hardy.
We got flooded with jersey calls. Let's see.
A lot of banner calls, too.
Banner calls.
Oh, banner.
Jersey calls.
This flag thing's a big thing, this flag waiver. Huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Big deal. Big deal. So we'll get to those as well. And where the Red Sox are at right now, a lot of people turning on the manager. Have you noticed this?
I've heard it. Have you seen it? I think it's ridiculous.
And again, as I like to say, the internet is not real world. But still, at least on the social media channels, I've started to see a lot of people griping about the manager. Curious to know if that's the case in the real world, too. But the Red Sox over the weekend in New York. We'll touch on that and get to your calls.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So take me away. Red Sox got a game back last night. Now just 8.5 back of the New York Yankees. That's the good news, though. Good news for the Red Sox, now in third place in the American League East.
Was the owner there this weekend?
No, he was dealing with his soccer team.
That's right. He's flying back with a trophy.
Liverpool winning the Champions League, right?
That's a big thing, right there.
That's a big deal. Liverpool. Get a big, I don't know what they call that.
They see all the tweets.
It's not a cup. It's a trophy.
Oh, Mr. Owner, thank you for saving the club. They call it their club. Their club. Thanks for saving the club. Excellent ownership. She was happy, too. Very happy.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That's terrific. I don't give one crap about their soccer team.
Nor do I.
Don't care one single bit about the soccer team. But good, I mean, it's good for them.
Well, it's not like he's not spending on the baseball team, so it's not like his
fault. No, they're spending plenty on the baseball team.
It's not his fault.
I'd like them to spend a little bit more on the bullpen of the baseball team if they could.
How would he answer that? Or, John, we need more money, and it's going to put you over the tax threshold.
John, I'd love for you to sell the soccer team and spend a little more on the bullpen. Can you do that? Is that allowed?
Oh, hell no.
Can we do anything like that? Is there any more room for bullpen help?
I don't think so. I think he really enjoys that soccer thing.
Huh?
I think you put gun to the head, which one you have more fun with? I think he likes the soccer more.
Terrific. I don't. Do you care about that?
No.
I mean, this is a battle we've been waging for a decade.
It sucks when you see the owner carrying that trophy and you're down eight and a half games and you're teetering and you're playing your arch enemy and your payroll's what, $63 million more than it is for the Yankees. I know we're not really matching payrolls at this point, but that's good. That was a good outing by David Price yesterday. Damn good outing. I mean, that's the first time he's won there. First time that guy's won there. Yeah, it's almost like exercise some demons. Isn't that where the tingling started last year? I can't feel my fingers. Ooh, skip the next start there. Yeah, it's almost like he avoided that park. That's a good start. Good start for him.
Red Sox were 9.5 back going into yesterday. And
you lose that, you're double digits out, which is
I know. And you know what? You say, oh, well, what does it matter? You know, what's the difference between 9.5 and 10.5 back? That actually is significant to me that they won last night.
It felt like a two-game swing.
It felt like last night was sort of a big spot for the Red Sox. And David Price in that spot pitched well again. Is that wrong to say that?
No. No, look at that right there. 8.5 looks a hell of a lot better than 10.5.
Yeah, it sure does.
10.5.
Odd way, that felt like a big swing last night for the Red Sox. I don't know why, but that felt like a big win for them.
Yeah, no, that's what the Yankees used to always do to you back in the day when you couldn't get over them, is you'd go in and take the first two of a series, and they would break your heart by taking the last game and eking it out, and really no difference. One game difference in the standings after the weekend. Even though it felt bad, you're still only one game difference in the standings after the whole weekend.
Yeah. And you missed a game here, too. With the rain out, right? You got to do a doubleheader when, in August? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. August 3rd.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's Jim's anniversary, right?
What? Why would you know that?
No.
Because my kid was born on
Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. And you're wrong.
Yeah. That's August 7th.
August 7th. Sorry, Jim.
617-779-0985. I want to get some of these calls, if you don't mind. Zach is in Clinton. Zach, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Hardy, it's like a Bartolo Colon Red Sox jersey, my friend. Okay. Take it easy.
Okay. Bartolo Colon, he's not
David,
that...
David
he
Wells?
He pitched for a long time.
David
he's
Wells?
Not that good.
David Wells.
Did someone say Revis Patriots jersey?
Yeah, but he won.
I feel like
I know.
He won
a Super Bowl.
He was the reason. He got you over the hump.
Here's one. Al in Boston had Revis on his subject line. Al.
Close.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
I was thinking Canseco, right? That was a here and there guy.
Canseco, good one. Okay. Little Canseco Red Sox jersey along
sure.
with Revis.
Okay. I'll take that.
That's a good one.
Hall of Fame type.
I got an email that was a good one. Al Iafredi, Bruins jersey. That's a good one.
90s.
From the early 90s. Steven Jackson, Patriots jersey.
Oh.
I'd like to forget that ever happened.
Yeah, that was a fun game down in Miami.
Whew. A lot of Dominique Wilkins Celtics on Twitter.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Thompson, John Lynch Patriots jersey.
Could work.
Did he ever play a game, though? He's only in camp, right?
No, he quit through camp.
Ricky Henderson Red Sox jersey. That works. That's a really good one.
He was decent with the Red Sox, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he hit very much.
In my mind, he was good.
Yeah, I don't know that he hit very well when he was here. I'll have to look that up. Joey and Quincy. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. I'm going to make a comment about the Banner captain. I think he'll be really consistent player for the Celtics with Jaylen Brown, so I think he should be already captain, something new. But I had a quick Bruins thought. No,
Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown should be for game five?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know how you go from Belichick to Jaylen Brown.
That'd be such a downgrade.
He was the only consistent. Belichick was a really weird captain, but I just had a quick Bruins thought.
Belichick would be the weird one, but Jaylen Brown
makes sense.
I like Jaylen Brown personally. I mean, I'm a little biased there. I like Jaylen Brown personally. But quick Bruins thought would be, I think they should win on the road in St. Louis, add insult to injury, because St. Louis came in all cocky, talking all this, David Perron, Finnington with the drugs. I think it would just add insult to injury if they won in St. Louis.
I like to add some insult to injury.
I can't wrap my head around Jaylen Brown being the
better than Belichick.
But well,
six-time champ.
Belichick was a weird choice, according to the caller.
Big time troll job with Kyrie that waves a banner.
Oh, you know what? Bring back Kelly Olynyk.
All right, let's go to Coulter in Newburyport.
David Tice.
That's froze up. Hold on.
I was wondering if maybe they'd have Rene Rancor be the banner captain, and then while he still got me, I'm curious to see what the lowest rating championship game on TV ratings the Boston area would be in this last stretch of the 18, 20 years we've had. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Okay. You know what? It's a good question. It may have been Saturday night. All the games, the lowest rated championship game. This is the lowest rated Stanley Cup game. Yeah. And these are typically the lowest rated of the championships. This may have been it. We'll try and get the research team on that.
Do you think this is why the NHL wouldn't start it on Saturday night too? The series? Remember, it started Memorial Day.
Saturday night has something to do with the ratings.
Saturday's a tough. I don't care. Saturdays are. It's a weird, quirky night.
Well, they didn't put it on NBC. They put it on NBC Sports Network on a Saturday night. That's the weird part.
I didn't get that. I thought it was on NBC. I went to NBC first.
I did too.
On Saturday, I got home. Some crappy rerun of some whatever was on. I'm like, what is this garbage?
Yep. Got home, tried to put on NBC, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
It wasn't like it was opposite NBA Finals. NBA Finals weren't until Sunday.
That's bad.
Both leagues staying away from network TV on the Saturday. That's interesting.
I don't get that. I don't get how they don't get on the network with this deal. When the network is running garbage on the network on a Saturday night.
I was shocked.
You're paying for everything. You know? Just, yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked to see the game not on NBC on Saturday night. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you?
You think NBA Finals, you know, you're going right at 8:05. You're going to ABC. You know those things are right there. That's what you're trained. You're trained for hockey to go to right to NBC, and it wasn't there.
Dan in the truck. Dan.
Yeah, I would just like to say I'd be like a Chicago Blackhawks fan wearing a Bobby Orr jersey.
That is the exact same thing as that Gretzky jersey. You are so right.
Dan, thanks for the call, guys.
Perfect equivalent.
No, thank you for the call. You called.
That is the perfect equivalent to that Gretzky jersey is the Blackhawks Orr jersey.
How about
what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. I would say an Avalanche Bork jersey. But he won.
He won there.
Funny you mentioned Bork.
Half a season and he won a cup.
What about Bork waving the flag Thursday night? Or would that just be, well, he's been there, done that.
No, I don't think
you have to bring in the box.
No.
He's already done it this year in the playoffs.
Do they have to overthink? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
here's the problem when you roll out Belichick like you did the other night.
How do you top it? Well, Jaylen Brown.
Brad Stevens.
Tom said Falk, Koji, and Vinatieri, the last three that have knocked out St. Louis.
You freaking, you that, green teamers
be thinking too much,
insane.
But that's a good idea. Jaylen Brown. Might create some thought from the fans.
Brad Stevens? No, that would make fans would be confused by that. Like, why are you bringing Vinatieri in? Plus for the Colts.
I mean, you went to the top of the Boston sports royalty list with Belichick. So anything else, you're going to have to get real creative now.
You didn't go to the top of the list. You didn't go to the top of the list.
All right. There's one more. Mm. One and 1A.
Beetle knows something. Just come out and say it, Beetle.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I just was wondering who's available.
This is when Zoe flies one of those comments.
All I said was who's available, who's around, what time's
the
party? What time's the party start on Thursday if someone's got availability? But
he's been to five.
But if the party starts at like 8 o'clock, that's not going to work.
Can you land a helicopter though?
I don't think it's going to work if the party is Thursday. That's bad scheduling.
You should take the green line.
I don't think it's going to work.
Green line would be easiest.
It's a conflict.
So we're sure the party's Thursday, right? Because the OTAs are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So they're after OTAs, they have the party, Zoe?
Thursday night's the party.
After the OTA. They have OTAs during the day.
If that party is Thursday, there's no way it's going to work. There's just no way. Why is your phone buzzing?
Nothing. Why is your phone ringing? Why don't you throw out the headlights?
Why is your phone ringing?
Everybody's always listening.
Why's your phone buzzing? 617-779-0985.
Get on that D train, Chestnut Hill stop. That'd be easy. Get you downtown.
Get over there quick.
He can get on a train.
Oh, you don't think?
Oh,
I never rode a train. He can get on a train.
MBTA can probably arrange an express train.
Express train. Express.
One passenger.
One.
No stops.
Can wave out the window to everybody. Hardy has headlines. Don't go anywhere. Zoe has thoughts on the NBA Finals. He will give you his thoughts on that. He watched the entire game last night.
And I thank you for it. I do.
And he's going to tell you those thoughts on that game next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
VanVleet holds it high. Waiting, looking for Gasol. Catches outside to VanVleet. Chased by Draymond. Over to Danny Green. Off a pin down. No good. Rebound loose. Andre's got it, and the Warriors have home court of the 2019 NBA Finals as they capture Game 2 here in Toronto. Final score, Warriors 109, Raptors 104, and the finals are all even at a game apiece.
Warriors take game number 2 of the NBA Finals last night. It's now 1-1.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts. You watched last night's game.
Yeah, I saw your text last night, too, and you're like, that's it.
That's over.
They had to get that one in.
That's my thought. The series is now over. I thought Toronto had to grab the first two to have a shot in this thing, and they didn't. And you can't give up 18-0 runs at home to the Warriors and lose the game and expect to have a chance in this thing. And they don't have Durant, and they could get Durant back. And it's over.
There's so many angles from last night.
You're cooked.
And I know you were into game one. I was not, and you sort of called me out on it. And the whole Drake thing got me going for it, so I was anticipating it. Can't wait. And boy, he kept his mouth shut last night.
He's quiet.
Yeah, quiet. Yeah, you could see him there, and I'm waiting for the incident. It never happened. But then you see them step on a gas meeting Golden State in that second half and an 18-0 run that they had. And you're watching them operate, and I'm trying to think it from a Celtic perspective and the way you're going to put this team together moving forward and what are you going to compete against. And my thought, and I put a tweet out the other night, you freaking Celtics, you blew it. You had a chance. You know, we could go for the Grand Slam and, you know, sweeps here and championships, and Celtics would never had a chance against this team.
Oh.
That's what I came away from.
Oh.
And I think my tweet was wrong. You didn't blow it, Celtics. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't be as mad about how the season ended, because you look at the way Golden State plays and how they operate and how they share the basketball and how you get a guy like Boogie Cousins to have the type of night that he has last night, where he really wasn't that effective. I think he had 3 points, limited minutes in game one. He was out 45 days. And then you have the ability to take that guy and that ego and sort of that sluggish, big body type guy.
Yeah.
And blend him into your offense and blend him into your defense. And he's making blocks and he's contributing. And a guy like Iguodala to, you know, really, you got to run that clock out at the end, but have the trust in a guy to kick it to him to hit that three at the end of the game to end it. and to have Curry do what he does. And then I'm sitting there and I'm watching a post game, and there's Klay Thompson limps into the locker room, and he comes back out to see his team. And then there's Kevin Durant all fired up. I'm like, I'm confused. Does Durant want them to win or not want them? It's almost like Durant's in on them winning, which is now where the hell is he going to go? Is he going to stay if they win without him, or is he going to go to New York? And how's that going to affect the Celtics? I always look at it as, how does it affect the Celtics in the way these teams play? And Toronto had their chances in that game. And when they did that, they overturned that one call where it went off. Forget whose arm it didn't go off, but they got the call right. I didn't think the ball hit him. You're thinking, boy, they got a chance here. And that's when Iguodala ended up hitting that three. But it's pretty impressive how Golden State plays with the amount of, you know, we say one ego can't make it work with young players and play as a team, meaning talking about Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
And now, do you really want Kyrie?
How much
back?
Better?
Is that the direction?
You know,
they are so far superior to what you are or what you potentially could have been, even if you squeak by Milwaukee.
And that's without Durant.
That's without Durant.
Without Durant, you're saying this.
Without the second greatest player on their team. And they're saying,
so all this
well,
talk about, the door could have been ajar without Durant.
Nope,
bull crap.
Nope.
They still would have been. They still would have wiped the floor with the Celtics
set,
if they made
match,
it there.
You would have got waxed.
Thank you.
Waxed.
Here's another thing. What do you think of Toronto?
Okay.
Do you think they're better than the Celtics?
See, that's the thing.
They're better than what the Celtics were playing, but if the Celtics, Kawhi Leonard is so good.
Kawhi Leonard's really,
so
really good.
So good. When his head is into it like it has been for this entire season.
Did Danny pick up the phone and call?
Are
they better than what you thought the Celtics were going to be?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they might. I don't know.
But we don't know what the Celtics are ultimately going to be because they never hit that.
What I thought the Celtics were going to be, I don't even know if they were even capable of being it. I don't know.
They never had that
chance. So hard to know.
That's the tough part.
Then
you're like, should you gone after Kawhi instead of Kyrie? But why would you want a guy to quit on
Here's what I think.
To quit on that
If
coach?
The Celtics were what I think they could have been, the Raptors and Celtics, what the Raptors are now and what the Celtics should have been and could have been, in my mind, they'd be competitive with each other. But then I look at the path that Toronto took to get here, and they were good in their series against Milwaukee. They took care of business in that series.
Sure did.
But then I go back to that 76ers series and what it took for them to beat the 76ers, and I start to think, how improved was Philadelphia really this year and in that playoff series, and how much better was the East? And did we give the East enough credit for the improvement that it saw?
That's a good question.
This year.
That's a good
question.
Was
the East better than we thought it was?
Probably was, and you didn't want to acknowledge it because you're in your mind, you're thinking, okay, it's game, set, match. You're the team to beat because that's all we heard.
And if the East is better, that's bad for the Celtics because they're getting worse, not better.
Save
if
Durant
Kyrie
comes
Irving's
in, right?
walking out the door.
Well, Kawhi might be walking out the door, and Jimmy Butler might be walking out the door, and Tobias Harris might be walking out the door too, though.
Could be.
And I'm seeing Steph Curry bust his ass last night. He hits a couple threes, but that flurry at the end where they're trying to defend, and that ball's going everywhere, and he's almost diving and kicking it out to people, and it's just like, you know, I don't have to take the shot. I'll kick it to someone that does. You know, Cousins, they're all in, and just you watch that team as they're going into the locker room. I go, oh, wow, that team's together. Even with Durant. Like, I don't think that was phony Durant. I'm doing this for the cameras so you see that I got my team's back. Because everything else you watched him in prior to that, I have this preconceived notion that he seems unhappy. It seems like he's ready to leave. Seems like he's maybe not content and, okay, I won here. I need the next challenge. He might stay.
All right, so how much of Durant was not playing for the cameras, but how much of it was, oh, Klay Thompson got hurt and they still won. So it's not just me getting hurt and they won. It's also Klay got hurt and they still won.
You brought up something interesting, too, where they said, oh, well, where's the boss, right? And Doris Burke was doing like a 3-minute interview with Steph Curry, and he's one of the last ones to come in. And, you know, they're asking, like, Durant, where's the – hey, the boss. The boss is coming, meaning Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And so that's like Durant deferring to him, which takes a hell of a shot to your ego. But if you're willing to do that, can you win championships that way? And what's for the betterment of the team? Seems like that team played like a team last night. You know, Draymond Green, the energy. I don't know how you would combat anything that when that team plays the way they played last night, they were sloppy in the first half. But when they want to play and they turned on the gas when they came out for the second half, I don't know how you hang with that. I don't know how you blew your chance. You blew your opportunity. I just don't think that opportunity was there after watching it. And that's one game I watched last night. But, like, Jesus, that's the NBA at its best.
If they win game three, they'll be up 2-1. They don't have to worry about game four.
Uh-huh. See that? Yeah.
Klay Thompson's going to have an MRI today in Oakland, as you just talked about. They're going to determine what the deal is with the hamstring tightness. We'll see what happens.
It looked pretty bad.
It looks bad.
He's yelling up the court for his teammates to foul because he was hurt so bad.
It's also the NBA. We'll see.
That was Paul Pierce.
Yeah, exactly.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Miyagi.
Absolutely terrible tech by Curry at the end of that game, by the way.
Oh!
I mean, you're up eight and you throw the ball to the roof because you're upset about a call and you get teed up.
I am not a fan of his. I'm not, but I respect his game. I don't like him chewing his mouthpiece. He's tough to play against because he could hit him from downtown, man. Like, how do you defend that long? That's tough. It's tough for a defender. But that's a team. That team plays together with a lot of egos. There's a lot of egos on that court. Draymond Green is crazy. But it's controlled crazy. It's a good crazy. I'm trying to feel like, who's Boogie Cousins remind you of at this point? Like, he's kind of doughy. He's long. He's not like Anthony Davis.
Boogie Cousins.
No. He's coming back. He's coming back from the Achilles. He's coming back from the Achilles, but... Yeah, you remember Sheree Wallace when he's busting his ass here at the end. You know, and he's just playing his ass. That's what it felt like.
We'll get back to your calls on all this. Bruins, NBA Finals, Red Sox weekend in New York. Important that they got that win last night. David Price pitches well again. Eduardo Nunez is a dope. Had a couple of base-running blunders over the weekend. Are you turning on Alex Cora yet? That's sort of been in the mix a little bit over the weekend. I get a sense that some people are.
A lot of people covered a team game chirped about it.
Yeah, a lot of people chirping about Alex Cora. That's all on the table. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Hardy has just delivered me the spoiler of all spoilers. I can't shake it now.
You can't even say what it's about.
I know.
And we can't tell Zoe because he'll let it out.
Can't shake that.
What am I gonna let out?
If we even tell
the
you,
hell I can't.
It's everywhere though. It's everywhere now, so people are gonna see it today.
Is it everywhere?
Well, you told me who's reporting it. Yeah, that's gonna be everywhere by the end of the day.
Well, you didn't know.
I haven't
you say it then?
I mean, you didn't see it on your feed.
I haven't been on. I haven't looked.
All right.
I'm sure it'll spread like wildfire by the end of the day though.
Say nothing else.
I will say nothing else. Can't shake it though. Shake it. 617-779-0985.
Nothing to do with sports.
A little to do with sports, though. It's got some sports tie-ins.
You can't even say what the tie-in is, though.
No, but there are some tie-ins to sports there.
Yes.
There's a Red Sox tie-in, too. Believe it or not. There is. I'll explain it to you off the air.
Okay.
I won't even say it on the air, because if I say it on the air, it might give it away to some people, because some people know the tie-in.
And the only reason why we're not going to spoil it is because people would be upset.
Yeah, they will.
They'd be upset about it.
They're going to be upset.
They'll be mad at us, the spoilers. I can't spoil. If we were TNR, we would have already said it by now. They love doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If Fred were here, it would make his day to spoil it.
Yes, it would. Jesse's in Fall River. Jesse.
I love that.
Hey, I have a thing about the jerseys. Brian Leetch.
Yeah, not bad. You got another one for us, Hardy? You been thinking over there?
No, I was just thinking, we couldn't stop a caller from calling in and shouting out the spoiler.
We could dump it, but the internet stream.
Yeah, but people are going to find out.
Try people. Nothing I can do about that.
If you know what the massive spoiler is that's being spoiled right now.
617-779-0985.
But we're not encouraging that.
I am.
Just I don't know that we could stop it.
John in Worcester. Hi, John. I like this one that John's about to give us, jersey-wise.
Fellas, just a little quick thing about the jerseys. Gary Payton on the Celtics, and the only reason I know that is because last year at a Celtics playoff game, I accidentally spilled a beer on a guy in front of me. He's wearing a Gary Payton Celtics jersey. Didn't know about it. Asked him about it. He was angry. I asked him to buy him a beer. He told me to buy him a Ketel One soda, two limes. I got so angry, I made fun of him the rest of the game for wearing that drink. And for wearing the Gary Payton jersey. I'm pretty sure I could have had his girlfriend if I wanted. Have a good day.
There you go. Man,
you're so cool.
But I know about the...
Brian Leach, 61 games he played for the Bruins in 2005-2006.
This all stems from the people wearing the Gretzky St. Louis Blues jersey.
And that ties in. That's a perfect example. A guy wearing a Payton jersey, ironically, would order a vodka, Ketel One, and soda.
What's wrong with ordering a vodka soda? Is there something against that now? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that fits the profile.
What is the profile?
You say like
what
it's
the hell
two-pack.
Is the profile?
That's my drink.
All right, would a hipster buy a beer at a game? Or would a hipster get a drink at a game?
Yes,
probably get a drink.
Oh, a hipster, no. A hipster is ordering some sort of IPA
or a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, PBR for sure.
Yeah, like Murray,
old like low school beer. Yeah.
What would Murray drink?
Yes,
I got a hipster basketball friend that will order PBRs like you read about. Man.
Yeah, and get Miller High Life. At the store.
Did you got any Brooklyn Lager? Like, no, we don't.
No, the IPAs, the IPAs are too mainstream now.
Do you have a fruity beer? Do you have a cider? They have the cider, please. Murray put out a tweet yesterday. They were golfing, and he said, "Good morning from St. Louis." And it was Maz at the tee box, like, with his legs crossed, leaning on
I saw that picture, yeah.
And the comments after Maz's dumpster about his shorts. Maz has the typical New England
and
white male
Maz-
pleated massive shorts that make his ass look bigger than what his ass.
And Maz is really thin now,
he's
too.
So
like
thin.
Maz is so thin.
They're like Maz's ass.
He's
is huge.
Really got to wear some tighter Hardy. Clothing.
Hardy.
Yeah, his shorts are a little baggy.
Maz,
look, like pulled up to his nipples. It's like Dan Roach shorts from behind. No offense, Roachy, but I mean, like, you gotta hook him up with your guy there, Travis.
Oh, the Travis Matthews stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It's some nice pink shorts or orange ones.
He does. He needs something.
He's a makeover.
Makeover-wise.
I got pissed off when I saw that picture. Maz leaning up against his driver right before he takes his stupid old man swing and cracks it 240 right down the middle and then hits his stupid little approach just short of the green and then his stupid old man chip up and then saves par from 6 feet.
All this tight lie.
Yeah, it's all stupid little
he takes
waggly,
no risk
risky.
Out there. He takes no chances. No.
Yeah, and then just go out and shoot the most unremarkable 79 you've ever seen. Jerk. I don't care for it.
Ass.
Yeah.
Yep. How many cups of soup you think he had there? He probably drove all
that. Oh, yeah, and probably eat soup.
No way. Good
probably
soup stores.
And enjoy a nice cup of soup while he's out on the golf That's course and shoot, you know, seven over.
Hot soup.
Paul's in Braintree. Oh. Paul.
Hey, I'm here. Hold on.
Hey,
I got one thing to say.
Yeah.
I got one thing to say. Let's skip all the old jerseys and let's leave the guy that left his brain on the ice. Mark Savard should wave that flag. He's been asking for it for 2 years.
He's back already.
Give him the flag and put him up on the thing. I don't care. Put him up there tomorrow night. Mm. But tonight or till Thursday.
I like that.
Put him up there and let him wave the flag. That's all I got to say because that's all he wants.
Savard's already done it this playoff series, Jim just said.
He's been back, yes.
He did?
Massively
did
publicized, yes.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch all
earlier,
the...
An earlier series, not...
Yeah, he did it earlier in the playoffs. Yeah.
Oh, geez, I didn't
That's
see
okay.
that. Yeah, I'm not,
That's okay. Let him do it again.
I don't pay that much attention, especially in the Stanley Cup game. There's 23 minutes. I can be doing stuff in my life.
He was fired
not
up.
Not watching all the pregame stuff.
He was tweeting it up a storm when he came back to town. He was excited for it. Really looking forward to it. Pumping it up.
What if St. Thomas came out?
That's what I said. Everybody can't find him. Like they found his
they
house.
They found him.
Idaho.
They found him up in Idaho. And then Zoe and I found the listing for the house. Someone I found the pictures of the inside.
If I stayed there to be Airbnb, I'd be upset.
It's got a rock climbing wall on the inside.
That was from before he
it's
bought
previous
it.
Previous owner. We looked at the listing from when it was for sale before he bought it.
Case
maybe
of
he
missile
knocked
hits.
The whole property down. Maybe he just wanted the land.
No, the aerial photo shows that the house is still there. Nice. So he may have remodeled it.
Nice. How do you know how old the aerial photo is?
Sweet pull.
Google said it was updated. Google does that pretty often.
I mean, it's... It's spacious.
It's a large structure.
I could do something.
Lots of work with there, space wise. Like 5,000 square feet. It's big. It's just
it's got like three
nothing,
big dormers on the front.
Let me just say, I think it's four or five dormers on the front of that thing.
Yeah.
Let me just say that there's nothing remarkable about it. It's interesting, and it's got this garage.
I'd go crazy.
That looks like a bomb shelter, which I'm guessing was really a selling point for him. That he saw this thing and thought, "Oh, I could build a fallout shelter underneath this thing." And that to me is what's truly going to sell it.
He's got a quad net thing, and I think he paints himself up, puts on some cameras, and he goes and shoots animals out in the woods. Yep. He's like Gary Busey and Black Sheep. He's up in the woods here on a bus.
I mean, but it was not updated at all, though. So I'm hoping that he put some work into it because it had not been touched in some time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.